Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. As we move closer to the holidays, you might be starting to think about what's coming. School closures, disrupted routines, more time with family, more visiting, more expectations. For many parents, school is respite. It's breathing room. And when that disappears, even temporarily, it can feel like everything gets harder. But I want to talk about something today that goes beyond the holidays. Something that's true whether it's Christmas, summer, or just a normal Tuesday that feels too full. You don't have infinite resources. You have a finite amount of time, energy, money, and attention. And at some point, you reach the edge of what you have to give. Understanding this is about relief and clarity. And it's about giving yourself permission to stop trying to do the impossible. So today we're going to explore what it means to have finite resources and why it matters for your well-being. There's an author called Sarah Knight who talks about this beautifully. She says we all have finite amounts of time, energy, and money to spend. We can't do everything, buy everything, or be everywhere. We have to choose. And I'd add one more to that list: attention. These four things, time, energy, money, and attention, are your resources. And they're not unlimited. They run out. Time is obvious. There are only 24 hours in a day. You can't stretch it. You can't create more of it. And when you're parenting a child with additional needs, much of that time is already spoken for. Energy is different from time. You might have hours in your day, but no fuel left to use them. Energy isn't just physical, it's emotional and mental. It's what allows you to engage, to care, to respond. And it depletes, sometimes faster than you realise. Money is finite too. There's a number, a limit. You can't spend what you don't have. And yet, the demands, therapies, supports, daily life, they don't stop because your budget does. And then there is attention. This is the one we talk about least, but it might be the most important. Your attention is where you place your focus, your worry, your mental energy. And you only have so much of it. When it's scattered across 100 things, you're left feeling fragmented and drained. These four resources, time, energy, money, attention, they're what you're working with every single day. When you're parenting a neurodivergent child, your baseline resources are often already lower than other parents. You're starting from a different place. Less sleep, more stress, more demands, more decisions to make. So when something extra comes, holidays, illness, a family event, a crisis, you hit your limit faster. Not because you're weak, not because you're doing it wrong, but because you're already using more of your resources just to get through an ordinary day. So why does it matter to understand this? Why am I asking you to think about resources and limits? Because when you don't acknowledge that your resources are finite, you keep trying to do the impossible. That might look like saying yes when you have nothing left, or pushing through when you're already empty. It's understandable then to feel anxious, resentful, or depleted. There's a mental cost to spending more than you have. When you say yes to everything, every gathering, every expectation, every demand, there's no reserve left for what actually matters. For rest, for presence, for the small moments that sustain you. And here's what happens when you're stretched too thin. You're not really present for anything. You're rushing through it all, half there, already thinking about the next thing. Your attention is divided, your energy is scattered. But when you understand that you have limits, real, non-negotiable limits, something changes. You start to see that choosing where your resources go isn't selfish, it's necessary. You start to realize that saying no to one thing means you can say yes to something that actually nourishes you. You start to feel less guilt because you're not failing to do everything. You're making conscious choices about what gets your limited resources. And that clarity, that's what reduces anxiety. Not having more resources, but knowing where they're going and why. So what does this look like in practice? How do you start working with your finite resources instead of against them? First, just notice. Start paying attention to where your resources are actually going. Not to judge yourself, but just to see. Where does your time go? Your energy? Your money? Your attention? Sometimes we're spending resources on things we don't even value, simply because we've always done them or because we think we should. So just notice. No fixing, just awareness. If you like, you could write them down under the four headings: time, energy, money, attention. Second, ask yourself one question. When something comes up, an invitation, a request, an expectation. Pause and ask yourself, do I have the resources for this? Not, should I do this? Or, will people be disappointed if I don't? But simply, do I actually have the time, energy, money, or attention for this? If the answer is no, that's your answer. You don't need to justify it. You don't need to apologize for having limits. And third, give yourself permission to choose. You get to decide what gets your resources and what doesn't. You don't have to attend everything. If school closure means you're losing your respite, what can you let go of to create space? This isn't about being unkind or selfish. It's about being honest and protecting what you have. And sometimes what matters most is rest, doing less, saying no so you can breathe. You don't have infinite resources. You have finite amounts of time, energy, money, and attention. And that's okay. That's not a flaw. That's reality. When you accept that, when you really let yourself believe it, you can stop trying to do the impossible. You can stop feeling guilty for having limits. You can start making choices that protect your well-being instead of depleting it. Whether it's the holidays coming up or just the weight of everyday life, the principle is the same. You get to choose where your resources go. So this week, just notice, and if you can, give yourself permission to choose differently. If you'd like to stay connected, visit diversewellbeing.ie and join our mailing list. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.